I'm going to come where I can be sure I can see everybody. Well, as I said a moment or two ago, we're going to be thinking about faith, and we're going to be thinking about Paul's words to Timothy, an old apostle to a young follower of Christ. And if you want some verses to hang thoughts on today, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Paul to Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God which is in you, and I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded to guard, to keep what I've committed to him unto that day. And there's the thread which links in so well with Ruth's testimony today. Introducing his comments on Paul's words to Timothy, Bishop Tom Wright, former Bishop of Durham and Professor of Theology in St Andrews University, shares a childhood memory. He says, there was snow on the ground outside, and the living room was cold when I came downstairs. I don't know why I'd woken up early, but now I shivered as I huddled on the sofa and waited for one of my parents to follow me downstairs. I'd be 7 or 8, I suppose. We can all remember, can't we? Winter mornings like that when we were children. And my mother used to tell me, we used to drive past the house where she was born on the banks of the River Tyne, right in the middle of a field. We used to look down at it from the Hexham bypass. And she used to always tell the same tale. I remember when we didn't have central heating and we used to scrape the frost off the inside windows. Do you remember that? That was Tom Wright here. Before long, he says, my father appeared and began to work on the fireplace. He twisted some newspaper, laid some fresh sticks, placed some coal around the edge, and then, kneeling down, blew very gently on the base of the fire. He didn't need to use a match. It seemed cold in the very bottom of the fireplace, which was still glowing and just alight. As he blew, I watched in amazement at what seemed like magic. The coal glowed brighter and brighter, and then suddenly the newspaper burst into flame. Within a minute, the sticks were alight and the fire was glowing, and the room began to warm up. Fan into flame. Increase our faith. I know in whom I have believed. Well, we had two readings. The readings we've used this morning are those which were appointed to be used in our lectionary for today. We had two readings here about faith. In our gospel, the disciples ask Jesus, increase our faith. And in Paul's letter to Timothy, the old warrior apostle near the end of his life, writes to the young evangelist, with so much of his life spreading out before him. What do the readings say to us? And I want to say two things this morning. First of all, I believe that our readings speak about faith in a God who acts. One of my favourite places is Holy Island, just off the Northumbrian coast. I'm off there tomorrow for a few days. And David Adam comments, the former vicar of Holy Island, comments that Jesus realised that what the disciples really needed was not more faith, but faith in a great God. You know, people sometimes say to me, they've said to me all the years of my ministry, oh, I've got great faith. And you see them sometimes going, as they say, I've got great faith. As if having faith is somehow a work which will reduce in everything being right. And it's almost as if they've got faith in their faith. And the focus of their faith is wrong. David Adam, in his words here, is saying that we have to pray not for more faith, but we have to ask whether we've got faith in a great God. And in his commentary on our lectionary reading for today, he's saying that faith is about a loving relationship with God, with a great and a powerful God. He writes, faith is not just to know with our mind, but to experience in our lives and in our hearts. Faith is to allow God to work in us and through us as we experience his love for us. We had our local preacher's rededication service in the Grimsby and Cleethorpes circuit last Sunday night. Any of you who are local preachers will know that there is an annual service now of rededication for local preachers. And we had a wonderful circuit service at which our new superintendent preached, and he challenged the local preachers and others in the service. We were in John's Gospel, and Jesus having breakfast with the disciples by the lake after the resurrection. And he asked them, is God right with you? And are you right with God? In other words, it's being in a relationship with God that enables us to have faith in a great and powerful God, and it enables him to work in us and through us and for us. So I want to ask this morning, first of all, how big is our God? Think about that passage which Scott read to us from Luke's Gospel. I'm not sure I would have the faith to say to a mulberry tree, get yourself uprooted and go on into the, cast yourself into the sea. Not sure my faith is quite as big as that. But I do find myself asking whether there are things I ought to have the confidence to let God do, which I can't do for myself. Have you ever said, I can't be bothered? Have you ever said that? Or have you ever said, I just don't think that I could do that? Sometimes, you know, I've asked people over the years of my active ministry whether they would do a job in the church. I remember saying to a lady many years ago, would you like to become a door steward and just give the hymn books out on a Sunday? And she said, what? Me? Yes, you. You've got a lovely smile, you've got a warm glow, you're just the person. I couldn't do that. Are there times when sometimes we don't feel like it? Or feel we couldn't do it ourselves? That's why Paul writes to Timothy, an old apostle to a young disciple and evangelist, fan into flame the gift that is in you. Notice that Paul is writing and says, the gift that is in you. In other words, the faith and the gifts are there. That which can seem impossible by ourselves can become possible with faith. Our mission and ministry as individuals and as a church. Our own discipleship. And yes, in our struggles too. He is there with us and in us, even when we may wonder. And we need to increase our faith in a big God. First of all, faith in a God who acts. But then you see, the passages of scripture which we've read, and particularly the one from 2 Timothy, speak about faith in a God who keeps. As Paul wrote these words, he knew that almost certainly his life and ministry were almost over. He was going to face a martyr's death. These words which we heard read to us, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day, were preceded by words about his sufferings. 3 weeks ago, I celebrated a very important anniversary. It was the 50th anniversary of my first sermon on note. I'd been given a note to preach and was accompanying another local preacher around the circuit, the Newcastle Brunswick circuit, as it was in those days. I was 17 years old. I was, don't do the maths now. I was 17 years old, I was doing my A-levels, and I was preparing to go at 18 as a student at Cliff College to spend a year there. And the local preacher with whom I was on note was the caretaker of Brunswick Methodist Chapel in Newcastle, which is the church where I grew up. And he had begun life as a miner in a little village called New Hartley, somewhere near Bedlington. He was an amazing man. He was converted at the age of 14, and it was said that when he became a Christian, he went home, led his parents to the Lord, and he was one of those people of whom it could be said, when he went home and led his family to Christ, their experience turned beer into furniture. It was a dramatic story. At the age of 16, he became known as the boy preacher, and he used to stand on at the pit's head, the coal shafts in New Hartley, and preach to the miners. His witness freed the coal mine in New Hartley from the scourge of the bookies runner, who used to take the miners' wages on a payday before they got them home to their wives and families. And Manny Atkinson had a favourite sermon that he used to preach. It was quite simply three words. It was loved, redeemed, kept. There is a faith which trusts and allows God to work in and through. There is a faith which simply trusts God to hold. And some of us may need, or may feel that we need to find that today. Paul is here facing, as we've said, an almost certain martyr's death. Some of his friends may have abandoned him or turned against him. But he knew that God was utterly faithful, and he longed to remain faithful too. When bad things happen to good people, when our faith is tested, when illness comes, when bereavement strikes, when relationships break, when we live in an unfamiliar world where everything seems to be crumbling, how many of you recognise the world in which you grew up? So very different, isn't it? And sometimes living in present days can not only be a great joy with all the blessings we experience, but it can be a little fearful too. When everything seems to crumble, when even sometimes it just seems very dark and we don't know why, then the Lord who made us is able to hold us, and that is our firm hope. Again, the question, how big is our God? Faith in a God who can act, faith in a God who can keep. Notice that Paul writes, I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day. Till he comes again in glory, as the scriptures say he will, or until he calls us home to be with him. He will be faithful. In a former circuit where I worked, in the vestry of the church, we had a beautiful carved chair, and there was a small plaque on it. And that small plaque said that the chair had belonged to a man called George Matheson. We're going to sing one of George Matheson's hymns in just a moment. George Matheson was looking forward to a good life. He was studying for the ministry. He was preparing to marry the one he loved. Then he began to go blind. His world began to go literally into darkness. He lost many of his friends, and his loved one felt that she was unable to cope with spending her life with a man without sight, and so she left him. His world was shaken, but not his relationship with God. He wrote a hymn. It's the hymn we're going to be singing in a moment. O love that wilt not let me go. The second verse. O light that followest all my way. The third. O joy that seekest me through pain. George Matheson had great faith in God. And he had great faith in a great God. The final verse, O cross that liftest up my head, affirms not only his steadfast relationship with God, but God's relationship with him. And as Sunday by Sunday I prepare to go into the pulpit in that church, I used to sit in that chair and think perhaps that it was in this very chair that George Matheson wrote these words. And I used to pray, God, increase my faith today. Pray if you're feeling that faith is small, for the Holy Spirit will fan into flame that gift and that faith which is in you. And if you're feeling tested, or if you're feeling that faith has grown cold, or that life is dark, pray that you will be held by that love that will never, never, never let you go. Lord, increase our faith. Fan into flame the gift that is in you. I know in whom I have believed, and am convinced that he's able to guard what I've committed to him until that day. Amen. We're going to